All right, welcome to another episode of Piecing It Together, the podcast where we take a look at a new movie and try to figure out what movies inspired it. But today on the show, we're not doing a regular episode of Piecing It Together. It's the end of the year, and I wanted to take a moment to do a special episode looking back at the year of 2023. I used to do stuff like this more often back in the first couple years of Piecing It Together. I used to call him Piecing Dave Together a lot of the time, but I haven't done one in a few years, but I've got a lot of stuff going on. Plus, it was a big year for the podcast, so I just wanted to take a moment, take a look back. I don't know if this will be like a regular occurrence again, or if it's just maybe I'll end the years with these, but it just seemed like a good time to kind of, take a moment and take stock of what's going on here on the podcast, as well as with my music. I'll talk about some of my stuff going on with my music, because there's a lot in the new year. So, I'm just going to talk to you guys and let you know about what's been going on. So, of course, we'll start off with this podcast, Piecing It Together. It was another, incredibly stacked year of this podcast. So many episodes between the regulars, the list episodes, interviews, other bonus stuff. Not counting the bonus stuff, we had 64 numbered new episodes, one movie, a guest or multiple guests, and talking puzzle pieces, the main thing that we do here on the show. 64 episodes of that. That's a lot of movies to cover, a lot of puzzle pieces. I'm sure there was some overlap in puzzle pieces between those episodes, but a lot of new episodes to check out. We're at, I think, 340 something at the time of this recording, but a lot of new episodes, a lot of returning guests, but a lot of new guests, filmmakers, film critics, other podcasters, more Las Vegas people, which I'm trying to do more of. It's exciting, of course, to get people from all over the world, but I also want to, grow a community here in Las Vegas. I'll talk about the live shows in a minute, but, I do want to, make it more of a local thing as well. So it's exciting to get more Las Vegas-based people on here. Altogether, though, 40 new guests in total in the year 2023, around 40. It might have been I did a quick count, but it might have been 41, 42, but around 40 new guests. So it's exciting to get all these new voices on the show. Aside from that, let's see what else. I actually did go into our stats and took a look at the top five most downloaded episodes of 2023 at the time of this recording. And I mentioned yesterday that I mentioned on Twitter that there was a very surprising movie that took the number one spot, because it was Barbie for a while, which is in the number two spot. But a surprising movie took number one. But let's start with number five. Number five was our live Cocaine Bear episode with guests Jason Harris, Michael Keane, and Luella Chavez. That was a really fun one over there at Maya Cinemas. And I should mention also a kind of sixth place right behind Cocaine Bear Live was John Wick Chapter 4, which was a super episode with a bunch of guests. That was a fun one. Fourth place was Megan, featuring filmmaker and actor Josh Rubin. That was awesome having Josh Rubin on the podcast this year. So that was really exciting. That was such a fun movie. That was my first favorite movie of the year. Of course, it was the first movie I watched this year, but still. Next up in third place is Beau is Afraid, featuring Matt Davis. Last time Ari Aster came out with the film Midsommar, that's still my most listened to episode of this podcast. So it was interesting to see what would happen with Beau is Afraid. And sure enough, one of the most listened to episodes of the year. Next up, second place, I told you it was dethroned, but it's Barbie, featuring my wife, Gina Mazzoni, as well as Tara Giancaspro. We had a really fun conversation on that one. That episode got so much attention, which is not to be surprised considering it's Barbie and it took over the whole year. So that's in the second place and was first place for the longest time until I don't know when or how or what exactly happened, but a much smaller movie took over the first spot, No One Will Save You, featuring guest Josh Bell from Awesome Movie Year. I love this movie. It's probably going to make my top 10. It's a very weird little sci-fi movie, and I thought it had a really great conceit. I think there's a lot of different ways to read the movie, which lent itself to a lot of great puzzle pieces. So I'm happy that a lot of people checked that episode out, and I hope that people got a little insight into some of the ways you could kind of read the movie and, you know, what exactly is being said with it. Definitely check that movie out if you haven't yet. Very surprising it made it to number one here, but that is very exciting. I love, you know, covering the big movies. I love covering small movies and everything in between. So that's awesome. Let's see. I already mentioned live shows with Cocaine Bear, but that was kind of the main thing of 2023 for Piecing It Together. We did a whole bunch of live shows. I started the first live show was back in 2019 at the Sin City Horror Fest. We covered Michael Keane's film, The Head. And that was something that I was really looking forward to doing and starting. And then the pandemic happened and kind of put a damper on the plans to, you know, move forward with doing more live shows. But then last year, I was in touch with this Cinema Week organization, and they invited me out to Glendale, California to do a live show on See How They Run. And after that one went pretty well, I started a relationship with them and one of the theaters that they work with, Maya Cinemas, here in Las Vegas, and we scheduled Cocaine Bear. Then after that, Evil Dead Rise, which ended up being our 300th episode of Piecing It Together. And then after that, we did a whole series of episodes, The Blackening, Oppenheimer, and Strays, all back-to-back. That was really awesome. KMPR had me on to talk about the whole series, and it was a really exciting, fun time to do that. And I will be doing more with Maya in 2024, but after those three, I went to Art House and did The Exorcist, Believer, and Thanksgiving. So all in all, a whole bunch of live shows. What's that, seven? And I am really excited to do more in 2024. As a matter of fact, I haven't announced it yet on Twitter or anywhere else because I'm still finalizing the date, time, lineup, all that stuff. But I will be back at Art House for The Beekeeper in January, probably January 11th. That will be our next live show. There will definitely be a big announcement about that in the next week or so. I'm very excited. Hopefully I'll be able to do a full 12, do one a month, maybe even more. We'll see. But I'd love to do 12 live shows in 2024. We'll see what happens with that. But yeah, very exciting to be doing these live shows, getting a crowd out to experience the podcast and get some audience participation. Our last one on Thanksgiving was our most attended so far. So hopefully we'll keep growing this thing. Very exciting. So that basically does it for Piecing It Together. Let's move on to Awesome Movie Year, the other movie podcast that I produce, hosted by Josh Bell and Jason Harris, who you hear here on the monthly trailer episodes, as well as a bunch of other regular episodes, too. Yeah, we kept going strong with Awesome Movie Year. We are currently recording the first episodes of season 17, which is the films of 1939, which people consider to be the most awesome movie year of all awesome movie years. So it's going to be exciting to get into some real classics with that one. Plus, it's the furthest back we've gone so far on this podcast. So we're going to be getting into some very early films, stuff that I definitely haven't seen, although some of them are, you know, classics that everyone's seen, like The Wizard of Oz, of course. But, you know, my cinema knowledge doesn't go back as far as it should. So it's great to be able to push myself to watch some of these 1939 movies, and I'm really excited about it. Other years that we covered during 2023 were 1987, 1975, and 2012. We had a lot of fun going through these years. I particularly think 87 was great. We had some awesome guests as well. One of the co-writers of Three Men and a Baby for the 1987 season. Also, some of the cast members of the Rocky Horror Picture Show live shows that happened here at the Regency Tropicana Cinemas joined us for the Rocky Horror Picture Show. So that was a really fun thing. So yeah, lots of great guests and lots of great movies. And those 3 years are all just really awesome movie years. The five most downloaded episodes of 2023, The Avengers, of course, and Jaws, Amore, Grey Gardens, and the Rocky Horror Picture Show. So I went backwards on that. That was The Avengers was number one. So I should have went 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, whatever. But those were the most downloaded episodes of Awesome Movie Year. in 2023. So thank you everybody for checking out Piecing It Together and Awesome Movie Year. So many podcast episodes between these two shows. I genuinely don't know how I have time for all of it, but I keep doing it, and should be a amazing year in 2024. Lots more movies to cover. But that brings me to the thing that I really don't know how I have time for. That's my music. Let's move on to my music. Those of you who listen to the show regularly should know by now that I am a music composer. That's obviously not the point of Piecing It Together, but I am a music composer mainly for film, but I also put out albums of instrumental music and sometimes not instrumental music. We'll get to that in a minute. I compose music. That's what I've been doing for like 20 years. It's my main career path, and podcasting kind of took over somewhere around 2017-18, and my free time just absolutely hit a wall at that point because music was already taking over all my time, and now I've got two things taking over all my time. But that being said, I'm still doing a ton of music, and I want to kind of look forward first before I look back with my music, because I want to tell you about what's going on with 2024. I have a blog post over on my website, bydavidrosen.com, that kind of gets into a little bit more detail about what I'm doing. And I will be releasing more supplemental material, probably here on Piecing It Together, even though it'll just be, you know, special bonus episodes like this one that you're listening to right now. But in 2024, I'm doing something I'm calling 24 for 2024. It is a special, ridiculously ambitious initiative that I'm doing, where I will be releasing a new single on the first and third Friday of every month in 2024, 24 songs. I want to be clear, and that's part of the reason why I'm even doing this whole thing right now, and I'm hoping people that listen to the podcast and enjoy my music will listen to this and hear this. These are not just throwaway songs. These aren't bonus tracks. These aren't like cut songs or anything like that. Basically, what's been going on, I'm sitting here talking about how busy I've been. Well, ever since my album, A Different Kind of Dream in 2018, I've been juggling music and podcasting. And rather than a regular, like, I'm working on, you know, 15, 16, 17, 18 songs, and the best ones make the album, and the rest of them get put on like a bonus release that I put on my website for free or something like that. It hasn't been working that way lately with my music for the last 5 or 6 years. Instead, what's been happening is I'm just constantly working on music, and there's all these songs, and some of them get finished, some of them don't. Some of them fit together almost like a puzzle, where they make sense to be an album. And some of them are like, I don't know, maybe I should save that for the next album. Some of them, it's like, well, I have this one song on the album that sounds this way, and then this one sounds kind of a similar way. It kind of has a similar vibe. I don't know if both should be on the same album. Maybe I'll save it for next year's album. I'll save it for this album. I'll save it for that album. And next thing you know, it's like 5 years later, and I'm still trying to release these songs. And I looked at all these unfinished tracks that I have, and bear in mind, I have a new album that will be out in 2025 that is like 80% done. And there's still songs that don't fit on that album for 2025. And I looked at all these like basically finished songs and said, how could I release these? So my first thought was, my last album was called More Content, which is a kind of a pun based on the whole age of a constant stream of content that we're living in. I was originally going to just make it a big compilation album of all these extra songs, call it More Content Volume 2, which would kind of double down on the pun. But the thing is these songs are good. They're really good. They're some of my best music that I've made of the last 5 or 6 years. And I didn't want it to just be like, oh yeah, here's a bunch of bonus tracks. And, you know, the thing is also with putting out an album, you know, let's say the album comes out on January 1st or something, right? January 1st, hey, everybody, here's my new album. January 5th, have you checked out my new album yet? January 10th, make sure you check out the album. Maybe January 20th, here's a music video from that album. January 30th, did you check out the music video? And then it tapers off, and I never mention it again. It's over. It's done. I didn't want to do that with 24 new songs. Are you kidding me? 24 great new songs. Some of the best music I've made. It's just going to be like six posts on social media and it's over with. I didn't want to do that. And also, it really does seem like singles are kind of where things are headed with the music industry lately. And I looked at that fact. I looked at the fact that I had all this unreleased music that really made sense to get out there. I even have a music video for one of the songs. I also looked at the fact that there were 24 like really good ones. There's a few others that maybe I'll finish and throw on the Patreon or something. Those are the bonus tracks, but 24 really, really good ones. And I thought, wait a minute, there's 12 months of the year, two songs a month, 24. It's going to be 2024. 24 for 2024. What if I release these as singles? Holy shit. This is a plan. Let's do this. And bear in mind, like, this is going to be so complicated. I already have all the songs scheduled for release, and that took me like a whole weekend of work just to click through all the buttons and, you know, options and things that I have to do for each release when I'm setting up distribution. It was a lot of work, a lot of extra work. And it was also a lot more expensive than releasing an album. To release an album, it's like $20 or something. This was $10 per song. Like, I'll probably never make my money back, but for the sake of the art, it made sense to do it this way. Well, hopefully it makes sense to do it this way. We'll see what happens as we go through 2024. But I'm super excited about it. You're going to get a constant stream of new music instead of just, here's the album, do with it as you will. No, a constant stream of new music. Along with each track, I've also kind of waded into the AI waters, and I created AI artwork for every single one of these songs. Actually, one of them is a screenshot from the music video. That's the song Burn. But the rest of them are AI based. And yeah, they came out really cool, actually. And I made some videos of me making the AI art that I might throw up on the YouTube. They kind of get into some bloopers of some of the like really bad stuff that AI created on my first prompts for each song. And some of them came out just like really, really stupid or bad or weird. So I might throw that on the YouTube soon. But yeah, there's 24 pieces of artwork to go along with the 24 songs. Like I said, I already have a music video for the song Burn, which will be the second song of these 24. That video comes out on Friday, January 12th, and I'm really excited about that. That video has actually been done since 2020, just to show you that these songs are all things that I like believed in, and like I had a music video made. I paid an artist to make a music video for that song and then just sat on it because the song just didn't fit on my 2020 album, David Rosen. It just didn't fit with the flow of the album. And then when I was putting together more content, I was like, maybe it'll be on more content. Just didn't fit. And so now it's finally coming out, and so I'll finally release that video. The whole 2024 thing will kick off, though, with my cover of The Cure's The Hanging Garden, which you might have heard earlier this year on the Pictures of You Cure Covers album, which was a project for charity that I participated in. But I got the rights to release it as an official single. So that will be the first song of these 24, then Burn, and then 22 more songs. And like I said, I'm just so excited about this. So much great music on the way, and, you know, putting it out all at once, it just doesn't make sense anymore. It, you know, it's, we're in a different world, and I will be putting out albums in the future for sure. Like I said, my 2025 album is like 80% done, but for these songs, it just really made sense to do it this way. And we'll see. It'll be an interesting experiment that you guys could all kind of be along for the ride with me. I'll share some of the details about how these songs are doing, whether or not the constant stream of, I don't want to say content, but, you know, content will, you know, maybe lead to more listeners discovering my music. We'll see what happens, but it's going to be a really exciting time. I also want to shout out my buddy Chad Clinton Freeman, who was on the very first episode of Piecing It Together and has been on here a bunch. This year, he launched a live stream series on YouTube, his ham shows. He's got so many of them that I don't know what the proper terminology is for it, but just search for ham or Chad Clinton Freeman, you'll find it. But we will be actually doing a live stream about these 24 for 2024 songs in January on Saturday, January 27th. So that'll be right after these first two songs and the Burn video are out. And then we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on with the rest of the 24 songs. By then, hopefully I'll have some plans in place for more music videos and who knows, maybe some other surprises. So we'll talk about that on Chad's live stream. So there'll be a link in the show notes and all that. So definitely check that out. So that is 24 for 2024. I'm so excited it's finally coming out, but 2023 was full of music. Let's take a little bit of time to talk about some of that. Starting off with more content, I've already mentioned it. I released it on New Year's Eve, so it's technically a 2023 album. I don't care if it's got the 2022 on it because it was December 31st. It's a 2023 album. I released music videos for Blacklight, Ascending, and More. And it's kind of a bummer, but none of those three videos got much attention. I put them out there. I tried to push them, but they just did not really get the kind of attention some of my previous music videos have in the past. I don't know. I'll keep pushing them, hopeful that the Burn video will do better. And maybe, you know, as you put new videos out, people watch that one and then go on to the, you know, other videos on your channel. Hopefully these songs, these videos specifically will get more eyes on them. But yeah, it's been harder and harder. You know, there's a lot of content out there. So that's, you know, that's part of the reason I named the album More Content. But yeah, so check those videos out there on my YouTube channel. Aside from More Content, I also put out, after 15 years of work, I finally released The Pup Pups Who Wants Din Din, an album of songs about my dogs and cats. Kind of a folk rock, Americana, sometimes punk rock kind of album of songs with lyrics. Very, very silly, ridiculous project, very different from any of my other music, but something that I have been wanting to do for years and years and years, ever since my dog Harvey was a little puppy. And Harvey's still kicking. He just turned 16 the other day at the time of this recording. And I always wanted to make sure this album came out while he was still with us. Sadie Pup passed away a few years ago. But Harvey is the last remaining member of the original Pup Pups lineup, even though we've had some new cats join the lineup over the years. But it's finally out there. We did put out a few music videos from it. We had some articles in some magazines, some pet-related magazines. It's the best. I love this album so much. It was so much fun to make. And by the way, I have like 8 new Pup Pup songs in the works already. So who knows? Maybe there'll be another Pup Pups album while Harvey's still with us. I do not know. It's hard to say. I mean, 15 years it took me to make the first one. So we'll see. But definitely more Pup Pups on the way. And I also should say that it's kind of my most successful album, which is just ridiculous. But hey, what are you going to do? And the other thing I put out in 2023 was the score to the short film from my friend Chris Johnson, Blind Malice, which I put out at Halloween time. Even though it's a short film, it just felt like a really fun thing to put out at that time because it's this big horror score and it's just, you know, really exciting and fun. And it's also, I'm just really proud of it. I just think that it's just awesome, awesome horror music. So yeah, that was a cool thing to release. And I also put the score for his feature film Jacqueline as an exclusive over on our Produced by David Rosen Patreon. There'll be more stuff coming to the Patreon exclusive scores next year. And speaking of Chris and his films came to Tubi this year. Jacqueline and Beater were both released on Tubi, so you could watch those. And along with those, Move Me No Mountain from director Deborah Richards came out on rental, I believe on Tubi as well. And Inexistent from director Benny Flames, which that's a really good film. You should go rent that one. It's on Amazon Prime. It's also one that I might release a score from at some point. We will see about that. But yeah, lots of films out there that you can watch that I did music for. And I'm actually very soon, like in the first month or two of 2024, I'm going to put a new section on bydavidrosen.com. That's just like a really nice place to find out about the movies that I've scored. I'll do it with, like, you know, the movie posters and make it like a nice interface and everything, so you don't have to go hunting and looking for links and stuff like that. So that's something new that will be coming to bydavidrosen.com very soon. I also scored another Chris Johnson film that'll be out next year, Whose Proposition Is It Anyway? And at the time that I'm recording this, I actually am in the middle of putting the finishing touches on another short film called Tethered from director Duante Pinkney, which is the first time I've worked with him. It's a really great drama, and that might also be something that I release some of the score as a release at some point. We will see what happens. Let's see. I covered podcasts, music, live shows, some stats, albums, the pups. I think that's pretty much everything. I also rebuilt my studio in 2023, which is something I've been putting off for like 4 or 5 years. It's sitting at about like 90% done right now. It's not 100% done, but basically, just to kind of paint a picture for you, in my house, I had this room that was, we called it the studio. It was my music studio where I did all my music. And the thing about that room is, first of all, with the door shut, it got so stuffy in there. And second of all, it was just filled with trash. I mean, just boxes and boxes. And it was like a hoarder room. It was terrible. And just being in there gave me anxiety. But then I have this other room in the house, which is kind of like a den room. It's where we have like our DVDs and vinyl and CDs and stuff like that, and books. And it's where I set up a table for doing podcasting. It was a little bit more out in the open, you know, a little fresh air while recording these podcasts. And so it was like a separate space. And I've been wanting to do this forever. I combined them into one space, got rid of all the crap, all the stuff that I don't actually need to be in the room. And just, it's one really nice space now that I can be proud to sit down in and work on, whether it's podcasts, music, whatever it is. And it's, let me tell you, it's been a joy to actually come in here and work now. And yeah, as soon as I get back from our Christmas trip, I'm going to get that last 10% of the room finished up, which is basically just some decoration and moving out a couple of like tools and stuff like that. And we'll be done. Maybe I'll take some pictures in here and post them up. But yeah, super excited about that. And aside from that, that's basically it. Me and Gina went on a bunch of awesome trips this year. We took Harvey on most of them. At the time that this goes up, I think we'll be driving home from a Christmas trip to Utah. So yeah, it's just been a fun year with family, and great year for music, podcast, family, all of the above. And that does it for this wrap up. We hit almost 30 minutes. That's crazy. That does it. I want to just thank you so much for being out there, listening to everything that I do, whether it's music or podcasts, and making a 2023 an awesome year. You can find me on social media at PiecingPod. Join our Facebook group, Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces, where we continue the conversation about all the movies we talk about on this podcast. You can also check out our Produced by David Rosen Patreon. I mentioned it a couple times during this whole look back at 2023. But don't forget, it does have bonus and advanced content from Awesome Movie Year, Piecing It Together, and my music career. I will be prepping a couple of new soundtrack releases for that Patreon very soon. There's advanced Piecing It Together episodes you can find on there. We just posted a new Awesome Movie Year on there. So, you know, I appreciate you being out there just listening. But if you do want to support the show in that way, sign up. You can subscribe. $3, $5 goes up from there. Check out the tiers. I do appreciate your support. And yeah, let's close this out with a piece of music like I always do. And even though I just played this, I think maybe on the trailer episode, we should play it again because it is what we're kicking off the 24 for 2024 thing with. It is my cover of The Cure's The Hanging Garden. So this will be out, available to add to your playlist. Get your playlist ready because 2024 is going to be insane. So I hope you enjoy this song, and we'll be back with more Piecing It Together real soon. ¶¶
an All Points West production, produced by David Rosen in Las Vegas.